I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. In Libya, the Islamic State taunted Egypt by executing 21 Coptic Christians. Egypt responded with airstrikes. Open Doors' David Curry says this story tells us two things. First, Egypt will protect its own. And second, it means ISIS is growing.
I like to describe it like a cancer. It's metastasizing and taking on different forms, but with a very similar philosophy in these different regions around the world.
ISIS is establishing its own state, which means pushing Christians out or killing them. Brutality has disillusioned many Muslims, and they're now asking questions about Jesus. Links on what to pray for and how are at missionnews.org. And share this story so others can pray too. Meanwhile, pray for the family, friends, and colleagues of an unsung missions hero. 90-year-old Dale Keatsman passed away in his sleep recently. His memorial service is going to be held next month. Leaders of Wycliffe Bible Translators USA are mourning the loss of their former director. Keatsman also co-founded Wycliffe Associates. He did more for God's kingdom than we can list here, so go to missionnews.org for a full description of his legacy. And usually, plus one is your chance to bring a date to a wedding. But now, it's a chance for you to help a needy child. Tiffany Taylor of Orphan Outreach says sponsorship helps children get an education, food, and hear about Jesus. Orphan Outreach needs your help in getting over 350 kids in their sponsorship program. Taylor says,
we called the campaign Plus One, and it means why not add one person to your family? One person through sponsorship that you're going to pray for. You can make an eternal difference for that one child by being their sponsor.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you read when you get your Atlas of Changed Lives free from Sat7. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.